You know that last phrase? Oh, the last phrase is pretty loaded, really. Do not struggle. It's by grace. And you know, the scripture says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to life, and few there be that find it, right?
Amen.
Well, I think for the children of God all through the ages, the closer they got to the Lord, the more narrow the road became. We can see that in the life of our prophet here. And we have to remember, no matter how narrow, sometimes it's so narrow, it's like walking a tightrope. You know how Brother Branham talks about the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, and he said, sometimes the division between the Spirit of God and spirits is so, it's like knife thin, you know? But no matter how long that tightrope is for us,
no importa cuánto tiempo este lazo dure,
it's grace. There's no other way.
No,
you know, there's simply no other way. We can't.
Simplemente,
well, we have to remember what Brother Branham said.
Tiene que recordar lo que el hermano Branham dice.
In the message paradox.
En el mensaje paradoja.
He said,
él dice,
any effort, self-effort will work to your own discredit. It'll just work against me.
Cualquier esfuerzo propio lo llevará a destrucción.
Makes grace pretty amazing, doesn't it?
Hace que la gracia sea muy sublime, ¿no es así?
Amazing. Grace,
how sublime
sweet
gracia.
That sound.
Qué hermoso sonido.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Would you stand with me?
Let's Vamos
be good for you to... Hi, Fabio and Myron.
Hola, Fabio and
Myron. You got...
Están de regreso.
Goodness. Miley and the little guy, where's he? Okay, everybody good? Oh, look
bien?
Who's here.
Mira quién está aquí.
Baby Charity, first time. Everything good there?
Todo bien allá?
You know, I was with
Estaba con, ¿sabe?
Brother Jason Watkins and Jay. We went out for coffee one morning, and when he sees people with a baby, just to strike up a conversation, he says, well, look at that, you got one still under warranty. He says, can't take him, can't give him back pretty soon here. Nope, can't give him back at all.
But, no podemos regresarlo.
So you still got a little one under warranty there.
Tiene uno bajo garantía ahí, hermana.
Heavenly Father,
Padre,
we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus with thanksgiving
Señor,
in our hearts.
Con gracias en nuestros corazones.
Help us
Ayúdanos
today
hoy
to get beyond ourselves.
Salir de nosotros mismos.
Our personal problems,
nuestros problemas personales,
you know, whatever it is, hang-ups,
lo que
discomforts,
que estos
bodies that bug us,
cuerpos que nos molestan,
our own human spirits that bug us,
los espíritus humanos también,
spirits
que nos molestan,
on the outside that bug us,
fuera que también
but
nos
you
molestan.
Are our comforter.
Tú eres el confortador.
And so we pray, Lord, you'd
Oramos,
just come
Señor,
and speak to our hearts.
Vengas y hables a nuestros corazones.
Oh, raise us up above it all, Father.
Sube sobre todo eso,
and we Padre. Hear your call and we feel your pull.
Tu llamado y tu jalón.
And we want to respond with everything in us.
Responder con todo en nosotros.
And just thank you that there's something
Te damos gracias que
in us to feel
nosotros.
That pull.
Para sentir ese
to hear
jalón,
your call,
para escuchar tu llamado,
to want to raise
para querer,
up,
para levantarnos,
to have a desire,
para tener un deseo,
to hear your word,
de escuchar tu voz.
That's from you.
Eso viene de
Let
ti.
Us recognize every one of these gifts
que
that you give us.
Cada uno de estos dones.
We commit our service now into your Vamos hands,
ahora
in Jesus'
en
name.
En
Amen.
El nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, you may be
Gracias
seated. Is it warm? Is it? I'm.
Está caliente.
Are you okay?
Estamos bien.
It's fine.
Está bien.
Okay, I can take this off. Thank you. Thanks, Nate, for coming in for songs, waiting on the Lord.
Gracias,
musicians,
Nate.
God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Okay, Hebrews, here we are, okay. And rest, Hebrews, here we are.
Está.
And we've got to remind ourselves again
tenemos
that
que recordarnos
Hebrews 4 and entering
in, Hebrews 4.
It's not ceasing from labor as it
de
was.
Trabajar como era.
But it is ceasing from our own labor.
Pero es cesar de nuestras propias obras.
So there again, in this narrow road that gets
en esta palabra,
narrower all the time, it's grace. Do
gracias.
Not struggle.
No luches.
Hi, Ariel.
Hola, Ariel.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
Glad to have you, honey.
Bueno tenerte, hija.
Off she a long day, huh? Nice
ya
to have
voy,
okay.
Está bien.
So,
entonces,
rest or coming to this place is pivotal.
Llegando a este lugar es esencial.
It's like Brother Branham mentioned concerning
como el hermano Branham mencionando concerniente a
the opening of the seventh seal, how that chapter 7 strategically
siete
placed
sellos,
there.
Capítulo siete, estratégicamente puesto ahí.
And it sets the tone perfectly for what follows.
Y pone el tono perfecto para lo que
and
sigue.
What follows
y lo que sigue.
Is all grace because it's the seventh seal.
Todo gracia porque es el séptimo sello.
Well, you tell me how you're going to get into that seventh seal and open
dime,
it without grace.
Sello y abrirlo sin
tell
gracia.
Me how you're going to be there without grace.
Dígame cómo va a estar a usted ahí
you know,
sin
you're,
gracia.
You're not. It's simply,
no, usted no puede, simplemente
God's going to allow it
Dios lo va a permitir
and bring me to it
y
or I'm not going to be there, period.
O no va a estar ahí, punto.
So all of these things we see,
cosas miramos,
the wonder of his love to
la
us.
Maravilla de su amor para con nosotros.
Now,
ahora,
if you can see that,
usted puede mirar eso,
that it is his love calling you,
el amor de él, llamándole a usted,
then
entonces,
when Satan comes,
cuando Satanás venga,
and he will take these words and turn them into threats to you,
y tomar estas palabras y las
or challenges,
una amenaza para usted, o en retos,
okay, and he'll say,
y él dirá,
I dare you, take another step, you can't do it.
Te reto, toma un paso más. Tú no puedes hacerlo.
And you have to tell him.
Y usted tiene que decirle.
You're
él,
right, I can't.
Es correcto.
But
no
it
puedo.
Isn't me doing it in the first place.
Pero no soy yo haciéndolo en primer
it's
lugar.
It's God in me.
Es Dios en mí.
So
entonces,
here we're at this place.
Aquí estamos en este lugar.
So whenever I'm coming
que cuando quiera que
back
viniendo de regreso
to Hebrews 4,
a Hebreos 4,
I'm coming back to know that not.
Yeah, estoy
and I can't
no lo sabe.
Come back to
entonces,
chapter 4
capítulo cuatro,
without coming back to that knows it not message
y no venir al, y no lo sabe,
and
y
see
no
where
sabe.
God had to bring his prophet
y mirar
and bring in him.
A su profeta y traerlo,
he had to cease from his own works.
Él tenía que cesar de sus propias obras.
Now, how
ahora,
many times
cuántas veces
when we've gone over this,
cuando hemos pasado a través
we
de esto,
have
tenemos,
gone to where
hemos ido,
the Holy Spirit tells him to pick up his pen and write.
El Espíritu Santo que tome, le diciéndole a él que tome
okay.
Su pluma y papel para escribir. ¿Entra? ¿Está bien?
And he goes back
y él regresa
to John 5:19.
A Juan 5:19.
Now listen, brothers and sisters, and I know some of you have a struggle with this.
Algunos de ustedes tienen una lucha con esto.
Because our minds are wired in Laodicea,
nuestras mentes están conectadas en Laodicea.
But our minds have to be rewired by God.
Pero nuestras mentes tienen que ser una vez más
okay.
Compuestas por Dios.
So over and over,
so una y otra vez,
John, he takes us to John 5:19.
Lleva Juan
and
5,
this
19.
Is not Brother Branham, this is the Holy Spirit
y este
speaking.
No es el hermano Branham, es el
notice
Espíritu
the harmony
Branham.
That was in the Father and the Son.
Que estaba la armonía, en el Padre y el Hijo.
Okay, and what does he say?
¿Qué está diciendo? ¿Qué
he said Jesus never did anything until the Father
es que Jesús
told
nunca
him
hizo
to.
Nada hasta que el Padre le decía.
Now, what's
ahora,
his next words?
¿Cuáles son sus
notice that
palabras?
Same harmony is supposed to be in the bride.
Que la misma armonía tiene que estar en la novia.
Not supposed to be, it will be.
No se supone que tiene, será.
So am I bride?
So, soy novia?
So I have to ask the question.
Tengo que hacer
tell me about my walk.
Dígame acerca de mi caminata.
Tell me about my fellowship.
Dime acerca de mi compañerismo.
Tell me about my communion.
Acerca de mi comunión.
Am I listening?
Estoy escuchando.
Do I love him that much?
Lo amo tanto así.
And listen.
Y escuché.
You can't do that.
usted puede hacer esto.
Unless you have 100% confidence.
A menos que usted esté 100% confidente.
Father, you know best. Father knows best.
Tú sabes
right?
mejor.
I don't have to worry mejor. About it.
No me tengo que preocupar acerca
But
de
Father,
ello.
I see so many things Pero, that padre, need to be done.
Miro you know? Tantas cosas.
You know.
¿Sabe?
Jesus didn't do one thing.
Jesús no hizo ni una
I
cosa.
Can do nothing without the Father.
No puedo hacer absolutamente
Now, the
nada
interesting
sin el padre.
Fact is
Ahora, el hecho
that in John 15,
Juan 15,
Jesus comes to us, the disciples.
Jesús viene a nosotros, los
and he says, without me,
dice,
you can do nothing.
Sin mí, ustedes no pueden hacer nada.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So,
Entonces,
with that, we go to Hebrews chapter 3:6.
Vamos a Hebreos
Okay,
4:36.
And I've asked the question for years, what can you do without Jesus?
¿Pero qué puede usted hacer sin Jesús?
And the religious response is, well,
La
we can't do nothing.
Respuesta, religiosa, bueno, no podemos hacer
but
nada.
In reality
Pero
of this realm, you can do anything you want.
Usted puede hacer
and the
usted
church
quiera.
Ages did.
Y las
Didn't they?
Siete edades de la iglesia
Didn't they do anything they wanted?
No, no fue así.
Was it religious?
¿Era religioso?
Was it quote unquote
no fue así,
to save souls and bring kingdoms in?
De estas cosas,
was it or reinos? Wasn't it?
¿Fue o no fue?
Okay, and how did it end up?
¿Y cómo no lo hicieron?
Okay, so here we are.
So aquí nos encontramos.
Hebrews 4.
Hebreos 4.
And coming to this place.
Viniendo a este lugar,
with Brother Branham,
con el hermano Branham
being moved to the first man,
moviéndose hacia
and they're
el primer hombre,
very interconnected here.
Muy interconectado aquí.
So I'm going to just a couple little things
Vamos
out
un par de
of
pequeñas cosas aquí, fuera de
the original seed.
La semilla original.
What's the original seed?
Mire, la semilla original.
What is the original seed?
¿Cuál es la semilla original?
The what? Excuse me? What's the original seed? No, not just the word. What kind of word?
¿Qué tipo de palabra?
Well, why doesn't he, did you ever ask the question? Why didn't he write written word?
¿Por qué no hizo palabra escrita?
Printed word?
Printeada?
Why does he lead us back to something that's spoken?
No está llevando algo lo cual fue hablado.
Okay. So if it's a spoken word,
o sea, hablada,
and there's someone to receive, then there's an interconnection going on between a hearer and a listener, a speaker and a listener.
El que está hablando y el que está
you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Excuse me?
Perdón.
Two lives. Okay. So it's not just something
no
singly.
Algo
this reading this printed word, I don't need that. If it is
no
the spoken
esto.
Word is the original seed
si
and that spoken word is coming to me, then
mí,
I need it.
Entonces,
I need
no
that
necesito.
Inner connection. I need that
conexión.
Walk and I need the true
necesito
baptism of the Holy Ghost
del Santo,
that is not an anointing
que,
on my spirit,
no es tan solo un en mi espíritu,
but opens me up to hear the voice of God.
Hacia él,
you with me?
Hacia Dios.
Okay.
Usted,
so here,
entonces aquí,
we know
sabemos,
written on my old-fashioned whiteboard.
When
God spoke, it's still
Cuando Dios
traveling.
Habló, todavía continúa viajando.
That is life.
Eso es vida.
And here in the, this
aquí,
message,
en este mensaje,
over and over and over, this is life.
Vez, esto es vida.
His life.
Su vida.
Satan came and through Eve and
y Satanás,
okay,
a través de Eva,
put a little hickey in that vibration.
Una
and brought
daño,
death.
Daño en esa
okay.
Vibración. ¿Está bien?
Okay. And all every single time it's if it's the original word it brings forth his life.
Es la que la palabra original la que trae de regreso su vida.
So what's working in me?
¿Qué está obrando en mí?
If I'm connected to that
Estoy
spoken word, his life
palabra,
and the power
hablado,
of his life is working in me.
Su vida está trabajando en mí.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
If it is not, and
si
I'm
no
not
así,
connected,
no estoy conectado,
then I'm just learning a bunch of words.
Entonces, tan solo estoy aprendiendo
and my words
palabras,
are as good as anybody else's until I hear somebody smarter.
De alguien más hasta que escucho
but they have
más
no effect to make me
Pero
into the Son of God that he
esto
wants me to
es
be.
Para, afectarme para hacerme hacia el
Are you with
hijo
me there?
De Dios que él quiere
Does
que
that
no
make
sea.
Sense?
¿Me entiende? ¿Tiene esto sentido?
All right, so
aquí,
here,
entonces aquí,
bringing us back
trayéndonos de regreso
to
a
Hebrews chapter 4.
Hebreos 4.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And
¿Y?
Knoweth it not.
Y no lo saben.
He said, now, all right, the spoken word,
la palabra hablada,
then we are God's word made manifest.
Entonces somos las palabras de Dios hecha manifiesta.
That's how God wants his church.
Así es como Dios quiere su iglesia.
To manifest him.
Para manifestarlo. You with me? ¿Me entiende usted?
How can you manifest him?
¿Cómo podemos manifestarlo?
Unless his own seed is in that person.
Al menos que su propia semilla de él esté en esa persona.
Okay, you're not going to like this.
No le va a gustar usted.
The road gets narrow.
El camino se pone angosto.
How can you use your own thoughts?
¿Cómo puedes usar tus propios pensamientos?
And God manifest them through you.
Y Dios manifestarse a través de usted.
Narrow road, isn't it?
Camino angosto.
Okay. You can take your own belief.
Puede tomar su propio creencia.
Well, pastor, my pastor teaches.
Bueno, mi pastor
my creed
enseña.
Says.
Mi credo dice,
how are you going to do that and then
eso?
Be a manifested son of God?
Menos que seas un hijo manifestado de
how
Dios.
Are you going to do it?
¿Cómo lo vas a hacer?
Listen,
escuché.
The death of Jesus wasn't nothing to you.
La muerte de Jesús fue nada para ti.
Because it is the death of Jesus
porque es la muerte de Jesús
that brings the connection back to me between my soul and his spirit
y su espíritu,
where I can hear him speak.
Puedo escucharlo a él hablar.
That's true Christianity.
Eso es verdadera cristiandad.
That is true life.
Eso es verdadera.
Did I lose you? You with me?
Lo perdí.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now,
ahora,
you say, oh, I accepted him as my Savior.
Lo acepté como mi Salvador.
Listen to this.
¿Escuchó usted esto?
No, you didn't.
No, tú no lo hiciste.
You say you do, but you
tú
don't.
Dices que lo hiciste, pero tú no
your
lo
works
hiciste.
Prove who you are.
Tus palabras prueban quién
all right.
Tú eres.
So what happens?
So, ¿qué pasa?
My thoughts.
Mis pensamientos.
I can't be him. I can't manifest him.
No puedo manifestarlo.
Okay.
Está bien.
So I'm talking today, and my subject is the mystery of words.
Hablando hoy, mi
okay.
Tema es el misterio de palabras.
So now we've seen in our study in Hebrews, in Exodus,
en Hebreo, si
that God no, told Moses
que Dios le dijo a Moisés,
to tell the Israelites in Exodus chapter 6,
Exodus 6
exactly
exactamente
what he was going to do for them.
Qué es lo que él iba a hacer por ellos.
Where he was going to take them.
Y a dónde los iba a llevar.
But,
pero,
instead of shouting for joy,
en lugar de clamar
and
por gozo,
rejoicing in the fact that God was with them
en el hecho de que Dios estaba con
to
ellos,
fulfill his promises,
para cumplir sus promesas,
okay, he made,
que él
that
hizo
he made to the fathers,
a sus padres,
the words that he spoke through his prophet,
que
Moses,
él habló a través de su
you
profeta,
tell them
Moses.
This.
Tú diles esto.
So when Moses
entonces,
told
cuando
them
cuando
that,
les dijo eso,
it was still a spoken word.
Era palabra hablada.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So entonces, here is verse 9.
Aquí está el versículo 9.
And Moses spake unto the children of Israel,
y Moisés habló hacia los hijos de Israel,
but they hearkened not unto Moses.
Pero ellos no escucharon a Moisés,
for anguish of spirit
por angustia de espíritu,
and cruelty of bondage.
Y esclavitud cruel.
Well, God, you just don't understand how rough it is.
Oh, pero Dios, tú no entiendes qué tan duro esto es.
Now, something just came to me right there.
El algo acaba de venir ahí.
Who says that these days to a... It's the teenagers.
¿Quién dice esto en
you don't
días?
Know how
son
rough
jóvenes.
I have it.
Tú no sabes qué tan dura yo
I can't
tengo.
Hear the voice of God. Do you see? I can't hear the voice
no
of God.
No puedo escuchar la voz de Dios.
And not only they... But the adults right along with them.
Ellos, pero va juntamente con ellos.
So if you've got two generations,
si usted tiene dos generaciones,
well, you don't know how busy this life is.
No, tú no sabes qué tan, ocupado
you don't
esta
know
vida
how
es.
Many challenges I've
tú
got.
No sabes cuántos retos yo tengo.
You don't know how many problems.
No sabes cuántos problemas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
I can't hear them.
No puedo escucharlas.
Well, you just killed yourself.
Bueno, se acaba de matar usted
because
mismo.
He says you can.
Porque dice que usted puede.
He planted you in Laodicea, didn't he?
Él te plantó en Laodicea, ¿no es así?
He planted you in this neurotic age for a purpose.
Él te puso en esta edad neurótica.
He planted you in this age, okay, before the foundation of the world.
Antes de la fundación del mundo.
Okay, he chose you for this age.
Escogió para usted
he
para
chose
edad,
you for this time.
Para este tiempo.
He didn't challenge you.
Él no lo retó.
Okay. To fight lions, he challenged you
para
to fight
pelear
in
con leones.
Ether waves bombarding you every
para,
second.
Olas bombardeando a usted cada segundo.
He challenged you.
Lo reta usted.
In this day.
En este día.
In the busyness of this life.
En la todo este tiempo.
Because these are my kids that I've designed.
Porque son mis hijos.
To overcome it.
Yo diseñé para vencer.
Okay. So instead of rejoicing,
en lugar de gozarse,
instead of being happy,
y en lugar de estar felices,
the words that he spoke didn't mean one thing to them.
Las cosas que les habló no significaban nada en ellos, nada.
And they neglected them.
Y ellos lo rechazaron.
And because of that, they had no effect on them.
Y no tenía efecto en ellos.
Okay.
Está bien.
So it was their experience
era su experiencia
that caused them to be deaf to the very words God was sent to deliver them.
A las mismas palabras de Dios que
the very thing
dado.
Where God would take them to where they longed to go, but they couldn't go to the very place they wanted.
Que los llevaba a ese lugar que ellos okay. Anhelaban, ansiaban.
So this is so much.
Eso es tanto.
This is very much like Hebrews 3:6.
Eso es como Hebreos 3:6.
But Christ, as a son over his own house,
pero Cristo, como hijo sobre su propia casa,
whose house we are,
la,
if
casa somos, si,
we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing,
confianza y el gozo,
firm to the end.
La esperanza firma hasta el final.
Now this verse is pivotal.
Bueno,
we
este
spent
versículo
so much time here.
Es esencial.
This is,
tanto aquí.
This is like not hearing or neglecting the
esto
message
es
from God.
O el
in Hebrews,
de Dios,
in the Exodus 6.
En Éxodo 6.
It's very much like it.
Es así.
When God's word is neglected,
cuando la palabra de Dios es descuidada,
it's considered to be rejected.
Está considerada ser rechazada.
It's the same thing.
Es la misma cosa.
If I neglect it, I reject it.
Si la descuido, la rechazo.
So in Hebrews 3, 6,
en Hebreo 3, 6,
he's going to build his tabernacle
él
in
va
you.
Edificar su tabernáculo en usted.
Only in you who
solo
are confident and rejoicing.
Los cuales tienen confianza
in God,
y gozo
he's here, he's with
Dios.
It, he's going to do
aquí,
it.
Está con ellos,
he's doing it.
Lo está haciendo.
He's here to do it.
Está aquí para hacerlo.
And how's he going to do it?
¿Y cómo él lo va a hacer?
Spoken word.
Palabra hablada.
He's going to do it through a spoken word.
Lo va a hacer a través de su palabra.
Therefore, if you will hear his voice.
Así que si tú escucharás su voz.
Doesn't say if you will read it.
No dice si tú les.
If you will hear it.
Si tú lo escucharás.
So here we are back to that spoken word.
Estamos de regreso a esa palabra hablada.
Isn't it interesting? In this day, we had
no
to have a spoken word.
En esta palabra tenemos que palabra.
So in this day,
hablada,
this time,
so en este día,
all of these things
hora,
are coming back.
Todas estas cosas están
because he knows how much we need them.
Sabe cuánto lo necesitamos.
Okay.
Está bien.
So entonces, the church nominal quit hearing.
La iglesia nominal paró de escuchar.
And they didn't even have to listen.
Y ni siquiera tenían que escuchar.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
God sent messengers every
Dios
age.
Envió mensajeros en cada edad.
Did they listen to them?
¿Le escucharon
no.
Ellos? No.
Didn't need to.
No necesitaba.
Okay. So they substituted man for God.
Ellos sustituyeron a Dios okay. Con un hombre. Está bien.
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
You're in a very dangerous place. I've told you that.
En un lugar muy peligroso, se lo dije.
Look at this message.
Mira usted este
oh,
mensaje.
They gather around a man.
Oh, se,
oh they gather around a ministry.
Sí,
oh,
a,
I'm safe
del ministerio.
Because I'm under this ministry.
Oh, estoy salvo
oh I'm
estoy
safe
bajo este
because
ministerio.
Under
oh,
this pastor, this
bajo el
speaker.
Pastor.
Oh, look at how anointed he is.
Mira cuánto el ungimiento.
Okay, if you don't get past that, you're as dead as a rock.
Si usted no pasa más allá de ello, usted está tan muerto como
okay.
Una roca. Está bien.
Now here, here's a quote from Brother Branham talking about man after the fall.
El hombre después de la caída.
He said when he lost his fellowship with God,
cuando perdió su compañerismo con Dios,
he became a wanderer and he had to shift for himself.
Él llegó a ser un vagabundo, tuvo que manejarse
okay,
por él
said,
mismo.
God took care of him before that.
Dios tomó cuidado de él.
I'm skipping
de
some lines. So instead of coming back, he tries to find his own way.
So en lugar de regresar, él trató de encontrar su propio camino.
He wants to make his own way back.
Él quería hacer su propio camino de regreso.
How many of you guys have been through those ages of time in this message?
¿Cuántos ustedes han pasado a través de los mensajes
I'm going to good myself into the rapture.
Oh, yo me voy a preparar yo mismo.
And the rapture's close. Oh, yeah, well, I better turn that TV off.
Oh,
I better
you know,
spend more time reading. Right?
Tiempo.
It's coming close, so I have
está
to, right?
Cerca, so, tengo que.
So instead
entonces,
of coming back, man tries to find his own
regresar,
way.
El hombre está tratando de
okay,
de
he always has, he always will.
Camino. El tiempo lo ha hecho todo el tiempo.
All right,
todo
now we find out in this age.
Ahora encontramos que en esta edad,
let's take some of the way he gets back.
Algunas de las maneras como él
He's tried to bring himself through his intellectuals.
Está tratando de regresar
he
a
tries to educate himself.
Tratando él mismo.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
He tried to find his way through his own thinking.
A través de su propio pensamiento, tratando de regresar. Okay? ¿Está
what
bien?
God said instead of listening and believing what he said.
Creyendo y lo que él dice,
so,
y creyendo lo que él dice.
Here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos,
and we're in this place.
Y estamos en este lugar,
and with, our words are corrupt.
Y nuestras palabras están corruptas.
Because everything around us is hybrid, and we're living in a hybrid world. And our minds have to be cleansed. Okay, greatest battle ever fought. Thinking man's filter, knoweth it not. How many times have you guys been in a conversation? Okay, and involved with somebody.
Con alguien,
and then all of a sudden that person says to you,
y de repente la esa persona le dice a usted,
you didn't hear a word I said.
Tú no escuchaste ni una palabra de lo que te dije.
You ever been there?
¿Ha estado usted ahí, en esa situación?
Yeah.
Sí.
Is that what God is saying to us?
¿Es lo que Dios nos está diciendo
That's
a
my
nosotros?
Question.
Esa es mi pregunta.
Okay. We've gone over this before, but it's a reality.
Es la realidad.
I've experienced that the meaning of some words
he experimentado que el significado de algunas palabras
is often determined more by experience
continuamente determinada más por experiencia
than actual true definition.
Que la verdadera actual definición.
When it comes to words like chair,
cuando se trata
carpet,
de palabras como
pulpit, that's fine.
Silla, carpeta,
but when it comes
pulpito,
to words that God needs to use to communicate with me,
para comunicarse conmigo,
it's the human spirit interpreting.
Es el espíritu, humano interpretándolo.
And when he does that, he destroys the life of the word.
Cuando él hace eso, destruye okay. la vida de la palabra. ¿Está bien?
Now, you know where I grew up spiritually
usted sabe dónde
in this message,
espiritualmente.
But one of the main words used constantly was the word.
Palabras,
the word, the word.
Era la palabra,
and after several years,
y después de muchos años,
the word, the word, the word,
la palabra, la palabra, la palabra.
People couldn't take it.
La gente no lo podía soportar nomás.
So as that church dissolved and people
conforme.
Were always
iglesia se disolvió, la gente todo el tiempo,
coming by our house on the way to the bars, right, honey?
Caminando nuestra, viniendo
and
nuestras caras,
we would
en su camino al bar,
cry and pray and try to talk to them.
Tratamos de hablarle con ellos y clamábamos.
And they would mention the word.
Y ellos mencionaban la palabra.
Then they would break down.
Entonces,
I'm not kidding.
Ellos, quebrarían. Y
because
no
the one who said it has to be the word, the word, the word was so far off the word
that all they could, lejos de la palabra,
so the word became a dirty word.
So la palabra llegó a ser una palabra.
The very thing that God gives to me to give me his life
para darme su vida,
by an experience
por
just like
así como
Hebrews, Exodus chapter 6, what's
Exodus
the difference?
6.
They couldn't hear for anguish of spirit.
No, podían escuchar por angustia
well, you don't know how hard I've had
no,
it.
Tú no sabes qué tan dura la
I
tengo.
Can't hear.
No puedo escuchar.
You don't know what kind of trauma
no,
I've had.
Qué tipo
I can't
de
hear.
Trauma yo tengo, no puedo escuchar.
So there's something here that God had to cleanse.
Ahí que Dios tiene que limpiar.
There's something here that God has to cleanse
ahí
for me
Dios
to hear.
Tiene que limpiar para que yo pueda okay. escuchar. ¿Está bien?
So
entonces,
another word
otra palabra,
here.
Aquí.
Is the word grace.
La palabra gracia.
Now,
ahora,
this is just, look around you.
Mira alrededor de usted.
You mentioned grace to some of the wrong people.
Usted lo menciona gracia a alguna persona.
And all they say is that spiritual license to live a less dedicated life.
Todo el tiempo
right or wrong?
Que viven con una huh? menos vida dedicada. ¿Correcto o incorrecto?
The legalists love to do that. So what should have been meant for something beautiful and wonderful and deep is turned around and the life is taken out of it and okay? And there's so many things like that. Watch what our minds have done by our experience with the Word of God where we have brought our own death. Okay? And it has to be turned to life again.
Y tiene que ser vuelta a vida una vez más.
Okay, now there's this word.
Ahí esta palabra,
I'm afraid some of you might know who I'm thinking about, but the word love.
La palabra amor.
There's a young man, don't talk to me about love, don't mention that word.
Como hombre joven, no me hables de esa palabra.
Okay.
Amor.
Because to me it means power and manipulation.
Porque para mí significa poder
well,
y manipulación.
Try no. to get beyond that with his brother and go beyond. No, let's.
Este hermano,
no, I can't even.
No, no puedo ni.
Okay.
Está bien.
So
entonces,
there was a young man
había un joven
that came
que vino
by my house on the way to the bars.
Por mi casa en su camino a los bares.
And
y
I said to this brother,
le dije a este hermano,
and I was crying and he was crying, I said, tell me,
llorando, y él estaba llorando, y me
what
dice,
about Jesus?
¿Qué de Jesús?
And he looked at me
y me miró,
through his tears and said, I don't even know who or what Jesus is.
A través de, con lágrimas en sus ojos, okay. No sé ni quién es Jesús.
Because all I hear is
todo lo que yo escucho es
another voice.
Otra voz.
The voice of a man, not the voice of God.
La voz de un hombre, no la voz de Dios.
All right.
¿Está bien?
So let's take the word spiritual.
Vamos a tomar la palabra espiritual.
Now to young people
ahora, para la gente
or old
joven,
people
o gente
who are
adulta,
fighting temptations
o, están peleando tentaciones,
and you go up to them and you say,
usted va a ellos,
God is calling us to be more spiritual.
And llamando a ser más espirituales.
How is that interpreted in their brain?
¿Cómo eso es interpretado en nuestro cerebro?
It's presented as
es presentado
a goody two-shoes,
como unos
right?
bonitos cosas.
What should be life is a threat.
Vida es una amenaza.
What should be life has turned into perversion.
Lo que debía hacer eso, se
and so when you mention that word, there's a running
palabra,
from it instead of a running
un,
to it.
Una trama de correr fuera de ellos, de okay. huir en lugar de venir.
Let's take the last one that I just thought of. Message.
Mensaje.
Just tell me how many connotations that brings up.
Dígame cuántos pensamientos esta palabra trae.
By how many, and what is it colored by?
¿Y de, ¿sería?
What is it colored? The meaning of the word message.
¿Cuál es el significado de la palabra mensaje?
People might hate it. You mention that word, people
entonces,
will hate it. People will run
odio,
from it.
La gente, o tal vez huyan de ello.
Right?
¿Correcto?
Okay, so tell me,
so dígame,
we are not exactly in the same spot as the Israelites were when God said, I'm going to do these wonderful things,
estaban, donde Dios les decía, voy
and
a
because
hacer
of their experience, they rejected the word, couldn't hear anything about it.
Rechazaron la palabra. No pudieron
it's a dangerous spot, isn't it?
Es un lugar muy peligroso.
So,
entonces,
another, just this for me, because these are very real.
Porque estas son muy reales.
And they were very real in me,
y fueran muy reales
okay,
en mí,
and I've ¿sabes? Had to cry out to God
y tenía,
for years,
tuve que clamar las
still
años,
am today,
aún hoy,
God cleanse me.
Dios, límpiame.
Now, we were living in South Dakota,
estábamos viviendo en el sur de Dakota,
and we were invited to a church camp,
fuimos invitados a una iglesia.
Brother Greg,
hermano Greg,
Solid Rock Bible Camp, do you remember that? Did you go?
Biblio Solida.
Were you there?
En ese campo, ¿estuviste ahí, hermano?
And we got a call.
Y recibimos una llamada.
Actually, months before that.
A meses antes de eso.
And I had left church then.
Y yo había dejado la iglesia entonces.
Because I spiritually died there.
Porque espiritualmente morí ahí.
And I didn't run, wasn't running from Jesus.
Y no estaba corriendo de Jesús.
I was running to him.
I thought,
Lord, what happened to me? I died.
Señor, ¿qué pasó conmigo?
And I got to find you again.
Te tengo que encontrar una vez más.
I knew there was no problem with the message.
Yo sabía que no había problema con el mensaje.
I really didn't have a clue what it was.
Realmente no tenía ni idea lo que era.
But I knew it was right.
Pero yo sabía que estaba correcto.
I love the Bible.
Amo la,
I love the message.
Amo la Biblia,
I love the Lord.
Amo el mensaje, amo el Señor.
But
pero
I got this call. You got to come to this Bible camp.
Recibí este llamado. Tienes que venir.
I said, no, I don't. Not interested.
Campamento de estudio de la Biblia, dije, no, no estoy interesado.
Okay, so they came, called again.
Llamaron una vez más.
Oh, please, come to this Bible camp.
Por favor, ven a este campamento de la Biblia.
I said, nope, not interested.
No,
have
no,
fun.
No estoy interesado.
Enjoy.
Gócense.
Got a third call.
Recibí un tercer
llamado. And he said, you have to come, you're coming.
Tú tienes que venir, estás viniendo.
Because our son has been mowing yards.
Porque nuestro hijo está cortando yardas.
All summer long to pay for your
todo
fees
el verano
to come.
Para pagar por tus tarifas.
I said, well, thank you very little.
Yo
I don't mind.
Gracias, muy poquito, no lo quiero.
So this is where I was.
So, esto es donde yo me encontraba.
Okay, the thought of that terrified me.
El pensamiento de eso me
terrificaba. So we loaded the family up in our little Dodge station wagon.
So cargamos a familia en una pequeña vagoneta.
And we drove here to Minnesota.
Y nos venimos a manejar.
And we pulled
in.
Y
entramos.
And I can't tell you what happened to me when I saw people dressed like you.
Y no pueden ustedes imaginarse qué pasó cuando yo miré gente vestida como ustedes.
With dresses and long hair.
Hermanas con vestidos largos, cabello largo.
Clean cut. And do you know what happened?
¿Y sabe usted qué pasó?
I had a panic attack.
Tuve un ataque de pánico.
I'm serious, a serious panic attack.
Un verdadero ataque.
I reached over
serio.
To lock the doors.
Nos volteamos para cerrar las puertas.
I'm not kidding, Pam.
Y no lo estoy vacilando, Pam.
And that's all I can do. I shoved the car in reverse and started to step on the pedal, and I was going to just wheel it out of there and run for my life.
Y empecé a empujar el pedal y lo puse en reversa y tan pronto como yo pude salir de ahí.
Because what should have been.
Porque lo que debería haber sido.
Life.
Vida.
Safety.
Seguridad.
Love.
Amor.
Word.
Palabra.
Was everything negative.
Era todo negativo.
It was control.
Era control.
It was manipulation.
Manipulación.
It was power.
Era poder.
It was hatred.
Era odio.
It was everything negative that it could come up with.
Era todo lo negativo de lo que podía salir de ahí.
I'm just telling you to confess to you.
Tan solo estoy diciendo
I know what it's like to have these words
cómo es tener estas palabras
interpreted by your experience.
Por su experiencia.
And that's death.
Y eso es muerte.
But I was screaming and trying to find life.
Llorando por vida.
So how is the human going to hear the voice of God?
¿Cómo es el humano va a escuchar la voz de Dios?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
No, so we got, finally we're coming to my text.
Finalmente ya venimos a nuestro texto, a mi texto.
Yeah, Derek. So would you stand with me and turn in your Bibles, or it might be easier on your phones. Zephaniah chapter 3.
Sofonías capítulo 3.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
There's a prophecy.
Ahí hay una profecía.
This is a prophet at the time of Josiah.
Este es el profeta en el tiempo de
Sofonías. Where Israel was in a very bad state.
Donde Israel estaba en un mal
However,
estado, como quiera que sea.
God had a promise to them that he was going to restore them.
Tenía una promesa para ellos que él los iba a restaurar.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Let's start with verse 8, chapter 3.
Con versículo 8, capítulo 3.
It's before Haggai and Zechariah, clear at the very end of the Old Testament. Okay?
Está you find después de Habacuc.
It's a little tiny book, so it's sort of hard
es un
to find.
Pequeño, un libro muy pequeño.
It's after Habakkuk, before Haggai, and Zechariah, and Malachi. It's right at the very end there. Okay. Verse 8.
Okay. Sofonías 3:8.
Therefore wait ye upon me,
por tanto,
saith the Lord.
Dice Jehová.
Imagine that, huh?
Imagínese usted eso,
Who does that anymore? They don't need to.
¿Quién hace eso nomás? Ellos no lo necesitan.
Until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I might assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my wrath, my indignation, even my fierce anger, for all the earth hath devoured, shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
My children got perverted.
Mis hijos se pervirtieron.
And God is saying, I am so jealous over you.
Diciendo, soy tan celoso
I am angry
ti.
With Estoy those that would pervert and cause a division between me and you.
Pervirtieron okay? Causan división entre ti y yo.
God loves you.
Dios lo ama a usted.
Okay. Verse 9.
Versículo 9.
Here's the prophecy.
Aquí está la profecía.
For then I will return to the people.
a
what?
Devolveré a los pueblos.
a pure language. Isn't that amazing?
Pureza de labios. ¿No es asombroso?
And when this pure language
cuando este pureza de labios
is restored
sea restaurada
to us,
a nosotros,
then they will entonces, call upon my name, the name of the Lord,
para que todos invoquen el nombre de Jehová,
and they will serve him with one consent
para que
or one
que
accord.
Le sirvan de común consentimiento.
So I have entonces, to have that pure
tengo
language.
Que tener ese lenguaje
somehow God
puro,
is going to take me
de alguna manera,
and cleanse
me
out
y me va a limpiar,
so that I hear him not through my experience
para escucharlo a él, no a través de mi
where I pervert his word,
donde yo pervertí
okay?
su palabra, está
but
bien.
Through I want to hear his voice.
Pero quiero escuchar
so
su
when
voz.
I hear the word
cuando yo escucho la
it's,
palabra,
I hear his life.
Escucho su
when
vida.
I hear the word faith,
cuando escucho la palabra,
I hear something from him.
Algo de él.
Okay.
Escucho algo de él.
When I hear love,
bueno, yo
I understand
amor,
his love to me.
Entiendo su amor por mí.
Now go over to ahora, verse 14.
Vaya al versículo 14.
Sing, O daughter of Zion.
Canta, oh, hija
that's
de Sion.
You.
Ese es usted.
O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Da voces de júbilo, Israel.
The Lord has taken away thy judgments.
Gózate y regocíjate de tu corazón.
Okay,
hallelujah. El Señor ha quitado todos los juicios, aleluya.
Isn't that wonderful? That's this day, isn't it?
Ese es este día, ¿no es así?
Mm-hmm.
Así es.
He hath cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel, even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Verse 15.
Jehová ha apartado tus juicios, ha echado fuera de tus enemigos, Jehová es rey de Israel, en medio de ti nunca más verás el mal.
Okay, verse 17.
Versículo 17.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty.
Jehová está en medio de ti.
He will save.
Él salvará.
He will rejoice over thee with joy.
Se gozará sobre ti con alegría.
He will rest in his love.
Callará de amor.
He will joy over thee with singing.
Se regocijará sobre ti con cántico.
Do you believe that?
¿Cree usted eso?
Do that he will rejoice over you.
Que él se gozará sobre usted.
How deep is the love of our God, brothers and sisters?
¿Qué tan profundo es el amor de nuestro Dios, hermanos y hermanas? Sí.
Well, you finally made it in,
bueno,
just barely.
Hiciste,
no, he rejoices
no,
over you with
él
love.
Él se regoza sobre usted con
all right.
Espina. Está bien.
Hebrews 12.
Hebreos
again.
12.
Here
más.
We go back to Hebrews. Isn't that amazing? Verse 22. Restoration.
22,
restoration, something he's going to do where we can hear the word of God, not through my mind.
La palabra de Dios, no a través de mi mente.
Okay. Verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion,
sino que vos habéis acercado
to the city of the living God,
a la ciudad
the
de
heavenly
Dios,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalén, la
innumerable company of angels,
a la compañía de muchos
to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. These are written in heaven,
en los cielos,
to God the judge of all.
A Dios, el juez de todos.
And this God the judge has judged the spirits
justos.
Of just men perfect.
Just, yeah. Perfect.
Only the judge can judge do that.
Solo
all right?
El juez puede juzgar eso, ¿no es así?
See that pues, you refuse not him that speaks.
Mirar que no desestéis al que habla.
See that you refuse not him that speaks.
25. Mirar que no desestéis al que habla.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias, se pueden sentar.
So we're going to hear him as he wants us to hear him.
Lo vamos a escuchar como él quiere que lo escuchemos.
We are not. Remember what Brother Branham said.
Recuerdo que el hermano Branham dice.
How can I, in my own thoughts, ask God to manifest himself through me?
Dios puede manifestarse a través de mí.
It's not going to happen. So.
No va a pasar.
I have to be taken
so,
to the first man like Brother Branham was.
Hombre,
okay.
Fue
okay.
¿Está bien?
So one thing here,
una cosa aquí,
in chapter 12, 22,
en el, capítulo 12, 22,
this is where we're called to. Okay?
Entonces,
we're called to this.
Somos llamados,
look through those words.
Mira a través de esas
look through
palabras.
Those words.
Mira a través de esas
okay.
Palabras.
Find one natural thing there.
Encuentre una cosa natural ahí.
Find one thing that's natural, physical.
Una palabra que es natural, física.
Are you called to a physical church?
Ha sido usted llamado a una iglesia.
Are you called
física?
Under a physical pastor?
Bajo un
find
pastor
one physical thing there in those verses.
En esos versículos.
It's all supernatural,
es todo supernatural,
and it's all spiritual,
y
every
es
single
todo
thing.
Espiritual, cada cosa.
Mount Zion, the heavenly city. Is that a spiritual place? He's calling us to him in a realm where I can hear him. Where I can hear his voice that speaks. Okay. He's calling us here. He's not calling us to a room in Hopkins or some big, beautiful building. That's man's perversion of what he thinks it should be. Okay? He's calling us to a heavenly place, to the mediator of a covenant, to him that writes his word in my heart. Okay? Any gathering, any assembly, whether it's in a church building or a room or a living room, wherever, is only to point, you go there. This is for you. We have to help each other get to that place. Okay? Now, come on, you guys, because this is right along with perfect faith. Okay? When a man walks by substance faith, okay, you know the quotes, he walks in the world with God alone. Nobody's in there but you and him. So if you hear me speak anytime to come to me instead of go to Jesus, kick me out, get rid of me, and get rid of anybody else that would do that. You are called to commune and fellowship in a heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Our fellowship here is to say, go there, to help each other go there, to direct each other to go there. Where you can hear, there's not one thing, it's all spiritual, it's all supernatural. This is what we are called to by Paul the Apostle, by the Spirit of God. Okay? And a voice that speaks from heaven. And then it says, see that you refuse not him that speaks. So here we're coming to the same place. The first man, the soul man. All right? You with me? Knoweth it not.
Y no lo saben.
He's talking about two women.
Está hablando acerca de dos
One's
mujeres.
A non-believer,
Una
complete
es,
unbeliever, could care less about anything.
Incrédula, no le importa
she
nada.
Has no conscience about what
no
she does.
De lo que ella
she
hace.
Doesn't care what anybody thinks no about what she does. She just wants to do it.
De ella, tan solo
she's
hacer
the natural
cosa.
Woman.
Ella es una mujer
she
natural.
Goes, she's married.
Está casada.
She has an affair.
Tiene
she's an adulteress.
Un asunto con otra persona,
okay.
Es una adúltera.
Brother Branham talks
Branham
about Mrs. Methodist.
Habla de la señorita Mendoza.
Goes to church.
Va a la iglesia.
Very nice woman, moral.
Muy moral.
Okay.
Muy
but she goes outside with her shorts and
pero
her cut hair.
Con sus, pantalones cortos
okay.
Y su cabello cortado.
So what does he say?
So, ¿qué dice?
Now, they're both... Both of them are prostitutes. That's what he says.
Ellas son las dos prostitutas, es lo que dice.
But this one here is naked, miserable, wretched, blind, and don't know it.
Desnuda, miserable, ciega, y no lo sabe.
Now here,
ahora aquí,
he says one is just as guilty as the other.
Dice que la una es tan culpable como la otra.
Now we wouldn't do that.
Ahora, no haríamos nosotros
we'll
eso.
Say, oh, this poor lady, she just doesn't know. He said she's guilty before God.
No.
So he's taking you to what God sees. And most of the world says, well, who needs a God like that? I got a God in the Methodist church that's much nicer than that. I'll go there. I'll be happy. But then he says, look at, she accepts what her church says. And ever she's comfortable with what her church says. And she cannot hear the voice of God. Okay. And then he says there's an evil spirit that has anointed you. And then he makes this comment. Look, this is throwing the whole world into insanity. Okay. It's throwing the whole world. What's throwing the world into insanity? People using their own mind. People using their own thinking. Look at where people using their own thinking has gone. Oh, I don't know if I'm a boy. I don't even know if I'm a girl. Well, now they got these in schools. They got litter boxes in the bathrooms
for,
what do they call them, Furbies or something? Huh? Furries or something like that? I don't know if I'm a cat or a dog. Oh, really? Tell me that's not insane. What got them there? Go talk to them about revelation. Go talk to them about faith. Get away from me, you religious fanatic. You're a creep. And not knowing that you could give them a life with the power of God that would set them free and take them to other places, and they say, no, don't want it. Do you see what I... It's the mystery of words. The mystery of words have so much power in them. Man's word carries death and the power to destroy. God's word has the power of life, the power of transformation. All the power that he had when he spoke the world into existence is there for me. Now, if that power is there, that creative power that spoke universes into existence, why do I worry that if I'm listening to that same power, that same voice, why do I worry that he's not going to complete his work making me a son of God? Right? If I'm listening to it, if I'm connected, if I'm in that power, I have nothing to worry about. The only thing I have to worry about is if I'm like even put a hickey in there and say, oh, I got my little old thinking.
Okay.
Now, the next thing he's talking about is a young man. And this is his third example. And this young man is a young man, not married. And he sees walking down the street, and he sees some beautiful women, and temptation is there. He says, talks about this man. He says, now, what is this man going to do? Is he going to follow the lust of the natural flesh, the natural man? But if there's a seed of God in him, God is going to correct that and take him in a different direction. Then he makes this point. It's where he is. It's where God is taking him, Brother Branham. Listen to this phrase. It's very interesting. Okay. Now, the only way up here,
ahora, de la única manera, allá arriba,
in this spheres,
en estas esferas,
isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
That you could ever be in this little inside man.
Que usted podría estar en este pequeño hombre interior.
Did you hear what he said?
¿Escuchó lo que dice?
He's talking about a man. Which way is he going to go?
Él está hablando,
is he going to go the way of the world, or is he going to go the way of God?
Del camino del mundo, o...
Okay.
De Dios. Está bien.
And a lot of us,
y mucho de nosotros,
in fact, most of us are trophies of his grace.
Y la mayoría de nosotros somos trofeos de su gracia.
In fact, Melchizedek, he brought you here to sin.
El Melchizedek lo trajo aquí,
true or not acá. True? Is that what he said?
No es lo que dice.
But at some point,
pero en algún punto,
we hear the voice of Mama Eagle calling us out of the,
la voz de la, mama
out of
Águila,
the dirt.
Y nos dice que
and he says, I'm going to take you up.
Dice, te voy a
the only
te voy a
way
arriba.
Up here in this sphere that you could ever be in this little inside
en este
man,
hombre interior,
you have to be foreordained.
Tienes que ser preordenado.
Because you was with God, you're
porque
a part of God.
Dios, tú eres parte de Dios.
So Brother Branham talks about his own life.
El hermano Branham habla
okay?
De su propia
and he
vida.
Says, look.
Y dice, mire,
he said, oh, it was so hard.
Era tan difícil. ¿Qué?
Well,
bueno,
was what Brother Branham going through harder than what the slaves were going through?
Era más duro que el hermano Branham está pasando que los esclavos en el tiempo pasado.
But God tried him severely.
Pero Dios lo probó severamente.
Yeah. I'm going to take your wife.
Te voy a quitar a tu esposa.
I'm going to take your baby.
Te voy a quitar a tu bebé.
He got down.
Él se arrodilló.
He prayed.
Lloró.
He cried out to God.
Le clamó a Dios.
What did God do?
¿Qué hizo Dios?
Oh, Brother Branham.
Oh, my hermanito Branham.
I just like...
Tan solo te amo.
He pulled down a curtain, didn't he? sort of reminds you, God knows his children.
Dios conoce a sus hijos.
Do you hear that?
¿Escuchó usted eso?
Things can get so hard you can't breathe.
Las cosas pueden poner tan difíciles,
but
usted
he
no puede
knows
respirar.
The inside
pero él conoce
of the inside
el interior del interior.
Will come and bring it back to life.
Vendrá
that's
y traerá
his confidence.
Eso es confianza. Eso
you.
Es confidencia.
Finally,
finalmente,
something on the inside of the inside.
Algo en el interior del interior.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The inside of the inside caught. Said, yeah, but where was I? Who was I anyway? And when, as soon as he caught that thought from the Holy Spirit, everything turned around. And waves of healing from the Comforter came and brought him back. And then he says this. I think it's an incredible statement. I've never, I can't get over it. How many years have I told you this? What's it doing? What was it doing? So let me ask you, in your pain, in your trials, can you say the same thing? What was it doing? Do you know what he would say, my son, my daughter?
Mi hijo, mi hija.
I was there.
Estaba yo ahí.
But I had confidence in
yo tenía
you
confidencia
that
en ti.
That would not kill you.
Que eso no te mataría.
But you would come up closer to
pero
me through
tú
it.
Vendrías más cerca a mí.
Huh?
¿Eh?
It would move you
lo movería usted
into that soul man.
Hacia ese hombre alma.
I can't reason with this because reasoning will kill me. But my soul says, the Lord giveth and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It had to move him because only when that soul is in that place can he truly be preeminent. If I'm going to take his word and rattle around in my brain and come up with my own reactions and reasoning and thinking and kill it, he wouldn't let him continue on his ministry until that was cleansed out of him. It was the mother-in-law, you're not taking my daughter to those bunch of people. Oh, that sounds reasonable. Huh? What? Look what that reasoning cost him.
Mire lo que ese razonamiento le costó a él.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted ahora?
Now,
ahora,
right here.
Aquí viene.
With all of these things,
con todas estas cosas,
please listen. It is very apparent that the word of God
es muy aparente que la palabra de Dios
was not meant to be received into the human spirit,
no tenía que ser recibida hacia el espíritu humano,
where it can be interpreted
donde podía ser interpretada
and analyzed through my human experience
a través de mi experiencia humana
and lose its meaning
y perder
and
su
power and
poder
effectiveness. Are you with me?
Y efectividad.
It was sent to the soul of his child, where that soul can only respond with an absolute amen. Here and here only can it be received with full potential like a seed, where it will grow and mature and bear its life. Okay? How many times is the mama eagle calling her little eagle child to come up and fly with her in heavenly places to see God's view,
para mirar la vista de Dios,
to be given God's sight
para dar la, dada
and
la
hear
vista
things
de Dios, y escuchar
it
cosas
could not hear while picking in the dirt for
cuando
bugs.
No puede escuchar ahí picando la tierra.
Can I read it one more time?
¿Puedo leerlo una vez
now
más?
The only way up here in
para
this
spheres
that you could ever be in this little inside man
usted puede estar en este pequeño espíritu
is by grace.
You're
foreordained.
Preordenado.
Yeah, you're a foreordained to adoption, aren't you?
Todos preordenados para adopción.
Huh?
¿Eh?
So what's going to stop it, Brother Ron?
Entonces, ¿qué va a pararlo, hermano Ron?
What can prevent that from happening?
¿Qué puede prevenir para que esto acontezca?
Right?
¿Correcto?
Okay.
Está bien.
Now,
ahora,
so here You with me in all of this?
Okay. Conmigo en todo esto? ¿Me has escuchado
Something
bien?
Has to correct us. Zephaniah 3, he has to restore us a pure language.
Él tenía que
his language. His mind. I have to hear him.
Su mente.
Not through my experience.
No a través de
not through my brain.
No a través de
not through my wonderful
no
analysis that kills the word.
Maravilloso análisis que el
okay, so
la
then
palabra.
Is this
Entonces,
is where
esto es donde
I spent a Sunday on this, but here's just a quote.
Pasé el lunes, pero esto son solo una cita.
This is why I believe the word, Brother Branham says, because
esto
of television.
Yo creo la palabra
okay.
Hablada, por causa
so,
de la televisión.
So through all of that,
a través de todo esto,
through those examples,
a través de esos ejemplos,
it's not strange as it seems to be.
No es tan extraño como parece ser.
Because television simply is okay. A tool that opens you up into other realms that you cannot see, but there are there. What is he saying? The word is the same way, brothers. Not this word printed on a page that's run through my intellectual brain, but listening, connecting. The spoken word is the original seed, and that takes me into worlds that I cannot see that are more real than this physical world. You with me? Do you see where God is taking us? Do you see the journey that we're on? Do you see the Spirit of God? I'm not going to leave you trapped in this physical environment where you're bound and can't be set free. The Spirit of God says, I'm going to come and raise you above this. I'm going to fulfill the word of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 9. I'm going to fulfill that in you. I'm going to let you and bring you to a place where you hear my, not only my words, but the thoughts behind the words. Okay? You're going to hear what I meant when I say I love you. You're going to hear what I meant when I say I predestinated you. I'm going to hear what you meant, Lord, when he says, I'll bring you through every trial, every hardship, every heartache, and I'm going to bring you to a place of my love where you're going to be one with me. And when you're one with me, you're one with the Word, you're one with love, you're one with my Spirit, you're in a different dimension above this, and this can never hurt you again. Why? When Jesus came to this world, a body you have prepared for me. Son, do you know what that physical existence means? Do you know that physical existence, this realm, is for hurts? You remember me talking about this before? Look at the men of God.
Mira el hombre de Dios.
Look at our Lord Jesus.
Mira nuestro Señor Jesús.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Look at it.
Mírelo.
This realm is for assaults.
Esta realidad,
true
este
or not
reino
true.
Es para asaltos, ¿verdad o no verdad?
This realm is for attacks.
Este
right?
Reino es para ataques.
This realm is for pain.
Es para dolor.
This realm is for rejection.
Para rechazo.
This realm.
Este reino.
Yeah, it's for all sorts of bad things.
Es para todo
but he had to come
mala.
Into this realm
pero usted tenía que
to set you and free
este lugar
so we can rise above
usted.
Us. I'm not hurt anymore by
para
this realm.
Levante, pero no somos lastimados nomás
isn't that wonderful? I can go in a higher plane
yo
with
puedo
him.
Ir en
that's
un
why I love
más
this
alto.
Song. You can rise in a higher plane.
Usted puede irse a un plano más
you know,
alto.
That's why I stop and those words are so precious. What
pero
you believe is what will be. Speak to that mountain.
Háblale a esa montaña.
It's either going to move or you're going to fly, one of the two.
Se va a mover, usted
okay.
Va a volar sobre
see,
ello.
This is where the Spirit of the Lord
este
keeps drawing
Espíritu
us at
Dios
these things.
Nos mantiene atrayéndonos hacia ello.
Right?
Correcto?
You want to go there?
¿Usted quiere ir ahí?
Huh? All you have to do is
todo lo que usted tiene
hey,
que hacer.
Spread your wings.
Yes.
Do not struggle, it's by grace.
Sus alas.
Yeah.
No tenga
so, here,
aquí, entonces,
I had a lot of quotes about The voice of God, the spoken word, never dies.
And
it's late, so I'm just going to do the last two here.
When
God speaks, it never dies. And he says they're developing instruments, science is. I'm just talking there. Okay, but he says in 20 years, if they have can progress as they have now, they'll pick up the literal voice of Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
Okay,
20 years from now, he keeps talking about dropping a pebble on a pond.
Okay.
So every word that I speak and you speak is, goes on from here. There's no stopping. And that's what it is. Okay. Now, he says, we're very conscious of it coming right through this room now. What's Brother Branham telling you? He, as a prophet, is in a dimension. Multidimensional. What is he telling you as a bride? You are also multidimensional.
Tú también eres multidimensional.
But as we go closer,
pero conforme nos acercamos,
go listen to Future Home again.
Vaya y escuche Hogar Futuro.
Okay,
una vez más,
the eighth day convocation.
El día de la convocación.
He says, how many times he says we're going to walk into eternity? Does he say that?
Que vamos a caminar hacia eternidad. No dice así.
Hey, Russ, how are you going to do that?
Hey, Russ, ¿cómo vas a hacer tú
if your mind and everything is so set in this dimension,
si tu mente y todo lo tuyo
but
está
if you start
aquí,
listening to a voice
en esta dimensión, si
in another dimension,
una voz en otra dimensión,
and that voice is love,
voz,
and that
voz,
voice is peace,
y esa voz
and
es
that voice
paz,
is comfort,
y es confort,
and that this says, I'm here to fulfill my promise
y si
in you,
para cumplir mi promesa
then
en
that
ti,
voice becomes entonces, very attractive, does it not?
Muy atractiva, ¿no es
and
así?
Then when I come back down
cuando
in this realm,
regresa en este reino,
Josh, you just made a bunch of mistakes, I'm going to fire you.
Un montón
don't
de
come back
errores.
On the job tomorrow.
No regreses,
your workers are lousy. This world is for assaults and attacks,
este mundo es
right?
Para asaltos.
Okay?
Correcto.
That's this realm.
Es esta realidad,
what
esta
is God's dimension. Realm?
¿Cuál es el
God's
Dios?
Realm is for revelation.
La realidad de Dios es
God's revelación. Realm is for love.
Es para amor.
God's realm is for identification.
Es para identificación.
To hear the voice say, you are my children. You are my kids. You're down here to learn of me. You're down here to learn of my great salvation. You're down here to show how depth is the power of my redemption to bring you back to me restored. 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 To bring you back restored. My whole redemption, the power of my blood is to bring you back to me where Adam was before the fall. I'm thinking more and more and more on that fall. What happened? Yeah. What was Adam like before the fall?
¿Cómo era Adán antes de la caída?
Small G-O-D.
Pequeño D-I-O-S.
Right.
Correcto? Pequeño Dios.
Did he have control?
Tenía
what's
control.
Genesis 21? Genesis 1, 26 and 28.
Genesis 26, 28.
When he created you,
cuando él lo crea usted,
what did he tell you, Russ?
¿Qué te dijo, Russ?
You will have dominion over.
Que tú te ibas a tener dominio sobre.
Right?
Correcto?
You were created to have dominion over.
Tú fuiste creado para tener dominio.
As long as I have my thoughts and listen to my through
mientras
my experience, I'm stuck. And
yo
as much I try to punch my way out of this bag, and this bag gets thicker all the time and I can't get through it, right?
Más duro y no puedo pasar a través de ello.
So Zephaniah 3:9 has to be fulfilled.
Tiene que ser cumplido.
I will restore a pure language, my language.
Lenguaje,
then you will call on my name.
Lenguaje,
okay,
nombre.
And then you will be
entonces,
on unity
serás,
in one accord.
En un
then I will rejoice over
entonces,
you with singing.
Sobre ti
okay, because great is the God
grande.
In the midst of us is mighty.
Right? De toda esta pureza.
Pentecost has it all wrong, don't they? Using the same words.
Usando las mismas palabras, el Pentecostés.
Okay, so here,
aquí,
in this message,
en este mensaje,
he's talking about this life.
Está hablando de esta vida.
If I can see it. he says.
Mirarla, dice,
I understand it.
Le entiendo.
He could see angels.
Él puede mirar ángeles.
He could see devils and he could see human spirits. He could see these people in these chairs around you. Okay? Because God had him there, but he says, you're going to get there. Because one of these days you will walk into eternity. So there has to be this progress, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, please. This isn't church. This isn't meetings. This is a spiritual journey that words will take you with your Savior on this journey with Him. Okay? So here in this quote, this is 1963, about these ether waves and television, okay? He says, the word of Jesus Christ that He spoke. And they are literally alive just like any other words in the world tonight.
Así como cualquier otra palabra está en el mundo en esta noche.
Now,
ahora,
listen.
Escuche.
He says, if your heart has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Si tu corazón ha sido limpiado por la sangre de Jesucristo.
Okay. So this is one of the purposes of the blood.
Este es uno de los propósitos de la sangre.
This is Hebrews 12.
Este es Hebreos 12.
This is what we're called to.
Esto es lo que
spiritual.
Somos llamados.
Supernatural, hearing the voice of God, right? Okay, if it's cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ and becomes a receiving set from the sending set, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Él es el mismo ayer, hoy, y por los siglos.
And does the same things that he did. Because his words can't die.
Por sus palabras no pueden morir.
They're living evermore.
Ellos viven para siempre.
They don't have to pick up a set 20
no
years
que
from
tomar
now.
Un lugar, una de estas cosas,
we receive it right now.
Lo estamos recibiendo ahorita mismo.
Do you know what he just told me?
¿Saben lo que me acaba de decir?
Huh? Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Please wake up to this.
Por favor, despierte usted esto.
He's telling you that there's something in your, in the gift of the Holy Spirit,
que hay algo
in
el don
the
del
seed
Espíritu
of God
Santo,
inside of you,
predestinated
to be moved to the first man, where your soul connects with God.
Su alma se conecta con
and
Dios.
He's saying, when you're on your knees and you're reading this,
en tus rodillas y lees
you
esto,
go beyond page and ink.
Tú vas más allá de
and when you listen to this
y tinta, y
or read it, either
esto,
one,
lea,
he takes you in a place and he says, you can
dice,
tap into those very words.
Tú puedes entrar a esas mismas palabras.
And when you do,
y cuando tú lo hagas,
you're going to tap into the very power
vas a entrar
and
al
life
mismo poder y
and
vida
mind
y
of
poder,
God.
Mente de Dios.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Do you like this journey?
¿Le gusta usted esta jornada?
Huh?
¿Eh?
Is that where you want to go, David?
¿Usted quiere ir? ¿Quieres huh? ir, Pedro?
He says it's here for us. We don't have to wait 20 years.
No tenemos que esperar
he says you don't
años.
Have to wait 20
si
years
no
from
tienes
now.
Que esperar 20
you receive
años,
it now.
Tú puedes recibirla ahora.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
That's mind-bogglingly beautiful.
Eso es hermoso y
what is our Lord doing for
que
us?
Nuestro Señor está haciendo por nosotros.
Taking us above all the things that hurt and kill and destroy us and raising us up into a place of eternal life with Him where everything is love and joy and peace. So then the last quote, which we quote so many times from the Message Paradox 65, he said, God, let me be so blended.
Déjame estar tan
isn't that an interesting word? Let me blend in with you. Let me blend in with your
déjame
spirit. Let me blend in
contigo.
Here.
Déjame.
Okay? Okay?
¿Está bien?
Let me be so dead to myself and
déjame
anything around me.
Muerto a mí mismo y todo alrededor de mí.
Now, I have to go back to Know Is It Not Again.
Tengo que regresar y no lo saben.
This is where we're still working.
Esto es lo que todavía continuamos trabajando.
We're still affected by the outside.
Todavía estamos afectados por el exterior.
And Brother Branham tells you here many times that will drive you insane like the rest of the world.
Eso lo volvería loco como el resto del mundo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He says don't pay any attention to the outside.
Dice que no le ponga usted atención a lo exterior.
So something has to happen in my life. So
algo tiene que pasar
where
en mi vida.
In him takes precedence over everything I see or hear.
Todo lo que veo, escucho.
Let me be so blended, so dead to myself.
Déjame estar tan mezclado, tan muerto a mí
and anything
mismo,
around me,
y cualquier cosa alrededor
but be
de mí,
conscious of the word of God living among us today. There it is. There's the spoken word.
Ahí está la palabra hablada.
Lord Jesus, thou art a paradox.
Señor Jesús, tú eres una
okay,
paradoja.
I'm going to skip. He bueno, says, let Dios know that this word that you spoke
deja saber que esta palabra que
is
tú hablaste,
still traveling around the world.
Está viajando alrededor del mundo.
Just like a record.
Así como una grabación.
Let us move into that record today.
Dejámonos entrar hacia esa grabación.
Let us move into that record today.
Déjanos entrar hacia
let us move hoy. Into that record today.
Déjanos entrar hacia esa grabación hoy.
Okay. Let us move in.
Déjanos entrar.
Not hear it,
y no escucharla,
just like it was coming secondly
como
from
si
a man's mouth.
Viniera segundamente de la boca de un hombre.
But let that mouth
pues deja que
and person and people
boca, persona,
all
gente,
sitting here become your word. There
todos
you go.
Sentados aquí lleguen a ser tu palabra.
There's the key to becoming the word.
Ahí está la clave para llegar a ser la palabra.
There's the key to become the word.
Ahí está la clave para llegar a ser la palabra.
Sí.
¿Ve?
Let me see. Go back here.
Vamos a regresar aquí.
Dig this up.
¿Saque usted esto?
I keep going back to it.
Yo me mantengo yendo de regreso a ello.
He spends the first part of the message.
Él pasa la primera parte del mensaje.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The spheres, body, soul, and spirit.
Cuerpo, alma y espíritu.
The denominational spirit, the ones that are knows not that they're blind, miserable.
No lo saben. Su vida es miserable.
They're using man's thoughts.
Están usando los pensamientos de hombre.
Dogmas, creeds, man's teaching.
De hombre.
It has no life in it.
No tiene vida
there is
en
no
ello.
Power to transform.
No hay poder de transformación en ello.
There is no life of God in that.
No hay vida de ello. Vida de
okay,
Dios en
then
ello.
He defines.
Y entonces él define.
And he gives us our true identification.
Nos da nuestra verdadera identificación.
The spirit, your spirit,
el espíritu,
was permitted by God, but not from him.
Fue permitido
it's not
Dios,
a part of
pero
him.
No de él.
It's a worldly.
No es parte de él.
But he says, I'll let you, David have that spirit. I'll let Ron have that spirit. You had no choice.
Ron, tenga ese espíritu. No tenga okay. Esa escogencia. ¿Está bien?
But he said,
pero dice,
the real you is your soul.
El verdadero tú
and
es
that real
el alma.
Soul connects with God.
Y con el alma conecta con Dios.
Then he talks about what happened to him, his personal
entonces,
experience.
Le pasa, ¿qué le pasó con ellos?
Then he tells you what happened.
Personal,
moving him
pasó.
To the first man.
¿No lo lleva esto al primer hombre?
Right after that.
Después de eso.
Right as soon as he's done with that.
Tan pronto como él termina con eso.
He talks about four dreams. Four men having dreams.
Cuatro hombres teniendo sueños.
And each one
y cada uno
was Brother Branham in a position of authority.
Era, el hermano Branham en una posición
okay,
de autoridad.
Men have wondered. I'm just throwing this out. Do with it exactly what you want. I could care less.
Lo que usted quiera.
But with me,
pero conmigo,
do you know what they were saying?
¿Sabe lo que ellos estaban diciendo?
Brother Branham, the adopted son.
Hermano Branham, el hijo adoptado.
So do you know what to me this is?
¿Sabe lo que esto para mí es?
He just gave me the keys to adoption.
Él me acaba de dar las llaves para adopción.
He just gave me the keys
me acaba de dar las llaves
to make me a manifested son.
Para ser un hijo manifestado.
And I have to be moved to that first man.
Y tengo que ser movido hacia
I have to have the soul in control.
Tiene que
not
ser
the human
el
spirit.
En control, no el espíritu
okay.
Humano. ¿Está bien?
That's how he can say things like,
yes, por eso que puede hacer cosas.
How do you think you can manifest God with your if you're thinking your own thoughts?
¿Cómo puedes manifestar a Dios con tus propios pensamientos?
Road gets narrow, doesn't it?
El camino se hace más angosto, ¿no es así?
But not far, fearful.
Pero no temeroso.
No. Oh, you're up on a tightrope. Yeah, but you don't know who's holding me up. Right? Are you going to fall? You can't fall. God placed you there. God's going to see to it that you can't fall. And you wouldn't even be there on that tightrope unless he placed you there. Because he says the only way up into those spheres
porque la única manera para ir arriba hacia esas
is to predestination, election.
Es a través de predestinación, elección.
Grace, grace, God's grace. Okay. This is a journey, brothers and sisters.
Esta es una jornada, hermanos y hermanas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a journey.
Es una jornada.
And this is where he's taking us.
Y es donde él nos está llevando.
This is where he's taking us.
Esto es donde él nos está llevando, pero...
Oh, okay. The last two sentences.
Las últimas dos.
Yeah, here we go.
Sí, aquí está.
Let us all become that word. We're ready to die, Lord, estamos to our own ideas.
Morir,
there you go.
Señor, a nuestras propias ideas. Ahí está.
There you are.
Ahí está.
Just to see you keep your promise.
Mirar que tú mantienes tus
the things that I do, shall you do also?
Las cosas que yo hago, tú también las harás.
Hey, Mitt Russ, there's your link. That's what you've been waiting to see.
Eso es lo que tú estás esperando a mirar, Ross.
Do you know what he just told us?
¿Sabes lo que nos acaba de decir, Ron?
We're ready to die to our own ideas just to
estamos
see you keep
para
your
a
promise.
Nuestras propias ideas.
The things that I do, shall you do also?
Las cosas que yo hago, tú también las harás.
We've been all waiting, and Russ says this many times, I'm waiting to see the works that I do, shall you do?
¿Dónde se encuentra esto?
Well, what did brother, we read this in here. How do you think you can manifest God with your own ideas?
¿Cómo piensa usted que puede usted manifestar a Dios con sus propias ideas?
Adoption, adopción. The key to adoption. Move to the first man.
Adopción, movernos hacia el primer hombre.
Hebrews 4.
Hebreos 4.
Coming to that place of rest.
Viniendo a ese lugar de descanso.
Yeah.
¿Sí?
Well, what did he say? The Holy Spirit told him to pick up his pen and write.
El Espíritu Santo le dijo que tomara la
John 5:19, I can't do nothing without you, Lord.
Sin tú, Señor.
I have such confidence in my Father, I have
no
worries.
Confidencia en mi padre, que no
my Father knows everything perfectly.
Mi padre hace todo
he sees what I can see. He knows what I don't know.
No
so
puedo.
Why do I have to tell him and correct him? Oh, don't you see this?
No,
don't you see that?
No,
oh, I have to do this?
No,
did I tell you to do it? Then who said you had to do it?
¿Qué tienes que hacer?
We don't trust him. We don't trust him.
No confiamos en él.
We only trust our own sight.
Solo confiamos
and as long as we're there, we'll die. We'll just stay in death.
Estemos ahí, vamos a morir.
Yeah, he just gave us the keys, guy.
Sí, él nos acaba de dar las llaves.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9 will be fulfilled
9, será
in me and you.
En usted y en mí.
Oh, man! Hallelujah!
Oh, hombre, hallelujah.
Spiritual journey.
Jornada espiritual.
Spiritual journey.
Jornada espiritual.
What a glorious tightrope, huh?
Qué glorioso.
Yeah, isn't he wonderful? Okay. Okay, musicians, God bless you. Come on up. Man, I love this. I can't tell you. You know, how many years have I been reading this? 2, 3, and I just keep going back, and every time I do, I get more, keep getting more. And then this is always there, and then a pile of others are always there. Do you know what God has done for us? Do you know how rich we are? That he spoke to us in this days. The spoken word has been restored. And we went beyond the veil of Mr. Branham himself. And he's telling you, now, no, you go listen. Yeah. You go listen. You go hear his voice. You receive his power. You receive the depth of his love. Okay. Yes, there are two roads. You may take. It's so true. One by sight. One by. Yes. Take the word of God or what you see. Would you stand with me? What you see and what you believe is what will be. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Set your wings on the winds of faith. In a high. By grace Amen. Brother Juan, would you close in prayer?
Lord Jesus, as the days are passing by, Father, it's just more and more and more beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Start seeing more and more of you. Until that day that we don't see like a yes through a glass, huh? But be face to face. What a glorious day, Son of Man. You are so great. Haven't heard before, but just to know that your voice is still there and be able to tap into that voice, but to raise us, to bring us to that beautiful place, huh? In heavenly places, huh? We might be here, but we ain't here anymore. Because you got us in your hand, Father. Blessed be your name. Bless each and everyone here, Father. Be with them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we know that your world travels.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like the centurion came to you asking for healing for his servant and recognizing the power that you needed to go to the place where he was. But he asked you to send your word, Father.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
What a revelation, man.
Thank you, Father.
So the same way we ask you, doesn't matter where the person is. It's everything is in you, Father, as subject to you. We pray for the sick, wherever they are. Especially for my nephew, Father, in Mexico.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Doctors say that he only has 7 months, Father.
Amen. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
Let it be designed by you, Father.
Thank you,
you
Lord.
Allow him more. So be it. And he's gone, Father. What a joy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your goodness.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, Father. Amen.
You're multidimensional, people. And more it's going to be that way. More and more you're connected to another realm. Has to be. God bless you.